welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We have a great episode for you today. Lots going on. Christmas is coming here in the Tip Tap Tip headquarters, but we'll talk more about that. And we have a new guest in our household forever.
A forever guest.
Forever.
Not really a guest of Tip Tap Tip. More so a guest of our house.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that in a sec.
Lady, the new, what was that lady from the 50s? What is it, Elvira?
What? Are you talking about?
Frankenstein's wife.
Bride of Frankenstein?
What? Yeah, no, you don't know who I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
That lady from like the 50s. Adam's Family lady.
Vampira?
No.
Okay, now you got me.
You don't. I can't. Eric, you're supposed to know everything.
I'm supposed to know everything, but I don't. Who are we talking about? Elvira.
That's what I just said.
I don't understand the connection between.
Really? You don't like? I mean, that whole like that.
But Elvira is like a comedian, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she was a. She's an actress.
Well, she was in the movie, but called Elvira. Mistress of the Dark. The comedy movie from 1980.
She's a horror movie hostess.
Yeah.
So you don't see like this horror movie? I mean, this person's called Sophia Portenay and her album is called Planet Mars. Like that's kind of like a sci-fi.
Okay. All right, okay.
Sure. You don't.
Maybe I just need to know how your brain works.
I'm just picturing like when like dancing to this music, you'd kind of be doing like this whole like 60s kind of bop to it or something.
All right, let's.
So that's kind of where I'm getting that vibe from.
Mm-hmm.
Body.
No.
Okay, let me just turn up a second so I see what you're talking about. I kind of get, like, it has a bit of a spacey vibe to it. I get it.
Or, like, who's the band that was the Rock Lobster?
Oh, B-52s, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they kind of did that whole 60s look with,
okay, gotcha,
with that music. Because I think it's not exactly, like, from the 60s, but it's just kind of giving off that vibe.
Okay, I gotcha. Anyways, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. It's Christmas time at Tip Tap Tip. Christmas time.
No, it's not. It's only December, what, 5th?
Six.
Not even close, although our three-year-old has already opened up his presents.
And the advent calendar. And his advent calendar.
Yeah. It's a thing you got to hide. I'm not good at hiding things. I just put it on top of the fridge, and then he just pulls his chair up and grabs it because he's really tall.
Yeah, because he's figured that trick out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so...
I need better hiding spots.
Yeah, we need our better children.
Our better paved children, yeah.
Big news. We have a fifth member of the Tip Tap Tip household, a small furry member, not a guinea pig, because we
and not a baby,
not a furry baby, but he is small, he's loud, he's very demanding, and he likes
and he's cute. And he is a cat.
A cat.
A little kitty cat. He was actually given to us from a friend of ours who has been on the show, Andrea. Yep. Mm-hmm. And we are very, very thankful for that gift.
I put up a fight. I'm like, no, you're not having a pet. And that is that. I am the king of the household. I make all the rules. And what I say goes. And then you brought him. Like, oh, Eric, we'll just try him for a week. And was like 3 hours of having him. He's like, okay, I guess we'll stay.
Yeah, you were the easiest. You fell in love with him before I did.
Yeah.
I was the one who wanted a cat. And when he came in my house, I'm like, oh, do I want a cat? I don't know. He's like really loud. He meows a lot.
Yeah, he does meow a lot. He's maybe that's
it's kind of bugging me.
His age. And he's not going outside until we get his operation dealt with.
Yeah. So... yeah, so now we have a cat.
Now we have a cat.
Eric has now realized once again that I am incredibly brilliant and smart, and I know things way better than he knows things. And you can say it. You can say it, Eric. You can finally say
okay.
it.
Okay. For the record, you can any listeners can cut out this clip starting from now. Rochelle was right.
Thank you.
And unclip that. Play that back anytime I make a mistake. Just go, hey, Eric, remember this? Rochelle was right.
About so many things, too, yeah. Honestly. Yeah. Like our history of our relationship.
Yeah. So, yeah, he has a name. Name is Rusty. I don't know how the kid. Did I come up with the name or the kids come up with the name? I can't remember. Or was it something that we all came up with?
No, I think it was you and our son, Bo.
Sure.
Because the sister cat that is the pet from Andrea is named Dusty. So we thought it would be funny if we owned the brother and we named him Rusty.
Yeah.
And fortunately, he does have a little bit of a rusty tone in his face. But you know what? Honestly, I think this cat... it just kind of looks like every other cat. Like, I really don't think there's anything special there's nothing, you know, about this cat.
It looks like a tabby. And, you know, it's not...
is that what it's called?
That particular breed. Oh, okay. It's like... which, I don't know. He's fun to have around. He's great to nap with, which is fun.
Yeah, last night he actually slept right in my crotch. Yep. It was really warm.
The warmest spot of the person. So...
and he, so he has gotten outside because he insists on going outside. Oh. See, now look what we're turning into. We're turning into cat people.
Yeah.
We want to talk about our cats.
Yeah, by the way, we're renaming this podcast. It's going to be called Meow, Meow, Meow with Eric and Michelle. We're talking about cats all the time. Send all your cat-related stories, all your cat pictures, all your cat memes, all your cat songs to info@meowmeowmeowmeowmeowmeowmeow.com.
Yeah, my son even went to the library today and picked out two cat books for me. Cat comic books.
Yeah, because that's where we are now. We're cat people.
Yeah.
So we're going to have so much content.
We're going to have like t-shirts with like little cute cats on it.
Get a bumper sticker that says, ask me about my cat.
No, just one that has an angry kitty cat that says meow.
Beware of cat on our front window. Guard cat on duty.
Oh.
I know. What a dork.
Yeah, I don't know about letting our cat outside. If anybody has any advice about that, you know, who's had a cat, let him outside. Was it okay? Well, did they get lost?
You know, I grew up with cats that they always went outside. That was just what they did.
Yeah, that's because your dad wants cats to go outside.
Yeah, because it's easier for him to deal with. And they know where the food is, and that's kind of what brings them back, basically.
I know, but I just get so worried. Like yesterday I let him outside and then he met two of the neighborhood cats, and one of them was a humongous tomcat. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was, I don't know, some other fuzzy gray cat. Mm-hmm. I've never met these cats before, and they're like, they both met up by a big brown box in the backyard of our neighbor's house. And she never goes in her backyard. So maybe that's the cat meeting. That's the cat hangout.
It's like their bar, their hangout place there.
Yeah.
All their neighborhood cats go there and just discuss the goings on.
Yeah, in the box.
And they all bitch about their respective parents or for whatever, owners. They go, oh yeah, you think your owner's bad? My owner chopped off my balls. Well, you think that's bad? My owner declawed me. Oh yeah.
I don't think they're doing that, Eric. I think they're just fucking.
Okay, well. I haven't thought it was.
They're just fighting and fucking. That's what, they're like, meow, meow. And then they're like, okay, turn around.
I thought they were just airing their grievances, but apparently you have thinking something else.
They're animals.
I like to think that they have little animal human brains thinking about things.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, are you excited about Christmas, Rochelle?
Like, I was a little bit happy this year because we don't have to do so much Christmas stuff.
It's definitely a lot less complicated when you don't have to travel places and you don't have to buy presents for as many people.
Yeah, and then but then I realized that it really isn't that much different. Like, we're not traveling, but we're still buying presents for pretty much the same amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to figure all this stuff out. Like, where do you get this stuff from? What's the easiest way to ship packages?
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just seems a little bit overwhelming because we have to figure stuff out, how to do stuff in a different way.
Yeah.
Say, for instance, this week was Sinterklaas Christmas, which is the Dutch Christmas.
Yeah.
And normally, you know, I would have gone to the Dutch store. I would have gotten some chocolate letters.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets a chocolate letter shape for their name.
Yep.
So Eric would get an E, I would get an R. And I went down to the store and there's, you know, this huge lineup outside. Everyone's wearing masks. And I'm like, you know, I took my son who's 3, tried standing in line because I thought sometimes the lineups actually go quite fast, but this one was not going fast at all.
Yeah.
And so we didn't go into the store and we didn't get our chocolate letters. And so then, you know, that's not fun. Mm-hmm. That was not fun at all. So trying to do things normally, it's not really working. Like, you just have to do it differently.
Like getting your Costco delivery or your,
Yeah. Like today, instead of going to Costco, I'm like, you know, I tried doing the online delivery thing and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
If this show is interrupted, it will be because of our Costco delivery. I kind of feel like it's pretty amazing that they're delivering it to our house.
I know. It's weird, huh?
That's weird. But, you know, the lineups are crazy and people right now in the stores are crazy. So I'm not really feeling the Christmas spirit, maybe.
Well.
As much as normal.
Let's, well, if you...
Are you going to...
What am I going to want?
What?
What do you think I'm going to do?
You're going to, like, play a Christmas song, right?
I'm not going to play a Christmas song.
Oh.
I'm going to play a clip from one of our local news stations. Global News, and they are talking with a person named Mr. Fab, I guess, who's a local lifestyle blogger, and talking about holiday gift ideas for, you know, because we still have like 3 weeks till Christmas, Rochelle.
Yeah, so. I'd like a big bottle of gin because I just finished mine.
Let's see what Mr. Fab has to say.
The holiday season is here, and many are still trying to find that perfect gift for that special someone in their life. Lifestyle blogger Mr. Fab has you covered and is here with some great ideas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Let's get ready to shop, shop, shop.
Let's do it. Okay, everyone's got one of those people in their lives. I have one, that person that just seems to be very difficult to shop for, but you have some unique ideas that might help us.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of my favorite local stores made it really easy this year. Kit Interior Objects and Luke's Drug Mart have really gifts for everybody. Puzzles were a huge thing this year, so I've pulled a puzzle that is nearly impossible to do. This is a gradient puzzle, so every piece is just in a slight different shade. So
that's not a puzzle. That's torture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it really difficult to do. And then for those who can't steal their Legos from their kids, we've got some really cool design forward blocks that you can build with, great for architects or designers. And then I head over to Mountain Equipment Co-op and found the best slippers. Now, these are called glare-ups, and they are a Danish design slipper made out of 100% wool. And why that's great is that it regulates your heat temperature just like it does on a sheet, but it also allows the heat to escape, so you're not going to get that yucky.
Hey, Rochelle, you going to interject?
No, just, he's like, well, just like it does on a sheep. Like, that's just so funny.
Very important.
I just picture someone like just taking the wool from the sheep and just wrapping themselves in wool.
Or just taking a bunch of sheeps and wrapping themselves in actual
sheep. Yeah.
Wet, moist shoe or put inside your slipper. And these also form to your feet, so they make them really a custom slipper for you.
Very European. I like this a lot. You also have something I want to ask.
Well, these ones are, I think they're Danish.
Okay.
Very, very European.
Ask because it's hard to stay on budget. Is it even a thing? Is it even possible? Can we do it?
You know, you absolutely can stay on budget. You know what I say is find something that they already have or love and just add pieces to the collection. I went over to Vine Arts and I found some great bar accessories. Everyone has that home bar. So I picked up these.
No, they don't have a home bar. I don't have a home bar. I have a bottle of gin and that's it.
Mm. Wait,
we have some cans of Budweiser.
Yeah. That's our bar. We don't have a bar, like a bar table.
But my dream house has three wet bars in it.
Really?
Yeah. That one I showed you that has the pool in the basement and three wet bars. It's like every floor of this house has a bar in it. Yeah, this stuff is not very realistic. So far, I'm only digging the slippers. That's about it.
Well,
everything else.
He has a table full of stuff. And let's see what Mr. Fab has. Show us.
It's really cute tiki glasses. Now these are about $15. And then this really fun wine holder accessory. Now this is reusable, so you can stick it in your shower or you can stick it in your bathtub to enjoy the wine at night. And of course you want to pair that with some spirit.
So hold on. Putting your shower? Like you're drinking wine while you're having a shower? Hold on. Let me see.
What?
I must have misheard this. I want to make sure I'm actually.
You can stick it in your shower or you can stick it in your bath. Reusable, so you can stick it in your shower or you can. So I picked up these really cute tiki glasses. Now these are about $15. And then this really fun wine holder accessory. Now this is reusable, so you can stick it in your shower or you can stick it in your bathtub to enjoy the wine at night. And of course.
Is drunk showering a thing? An experience that I've just never explored as a human being?
Well, you don't drink wine, but you can do anything in the shower if you really wanted to.
You just get like totally hammered in the shower and just go, woo!
You know what I think we should do for Christmas? What? We should buy ourselves the biggest hot water tank we can possibly find.
No kidding.
Get some of these wine cups for in the shower and just hang out in the shower and get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good idea, right?
I'd be on board with that.
Yeah, cool.
Getting wine drunk in the shower.
Of course, you want to pair that with some spirits. So I've done that with this Frank Helwig Australian Shiraz Ganache. Now, this is brand new to the market. Why I love it is it's got those really, really great aromas of cassis and mulberry for the holidays, finished with a nice warm oak finish. And then now there are people that can't drink, abstain from drinking, maybe a new mom. So I want to include them in the cocktail fun. So we pulled some seeds.
Or maybe a mom who's only 6 months pregnant.
Or maybe breastfeeding? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Now, this is the world's first distilled non-alcoholic spirit. And what's great about that is that you can mix it with soda water or tonic or even more of a complex cocktail.
You did?
I tried that at your work.
Was it good?
Yeah, it tastes just like alcohol. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good.
So they can join in on the fun. The Grove 42 Citrus Forward, that's one of my favorites.
You always think of everybody. That's very kind of you to think of the moms. For those that want to maybe head outdoors instead of just cuddling up in front of the fire all year, which is nice too, you have a great Griff that can keep them warm as well.
Absolutely. So Arc'teryx just opened a new store in Chinook. And why I am such a fan of Arc'teryx is I worked on The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio for months in remote conditions. And I wore their Valence jacket. Kept me so warm.
He just say that he got it on with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, we did not say that.
Oh.
He's saying he's working on the set of The Revenant, the movie in which Leonardo DiCaprio starred in. Maybe he was.
What does that have to do with this? He's got a name drop.
No, because
it seems like a name drop.
Yeah, of course he has a name drop. But that particular movie, a lot of it takes place outdoors in the winter and cold. And if he's working on that movie, he may have been outdoors quite a bit. Which really.
Oh. So you didn't really. Yeah, I didn't know that.
months in remote conditions. And I wore their Valence jacket, kept me so warm. Now, they have a really fashion-forward design sense at that store. So they really like to go fashion-forward, keep you warm, but without the bulk. Great things like mitts, too, that they sell. And now these are designed with mountaineers and climbers in mind. So if it's going to keep them warm on the side of a mountain, it's going to keep you warm. So warmest equipment in the world.
And you look good doing that, too, because if you got to hang out with Leo, you need to wear it well.
Exactly. Got to look good and freezing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. You actually have something for everyone, literally, even that fur baby in your life.
Of course. And I can have one.
Are we gonna be the kind of type of people who refer to our cat as our fur baby? I really hope not.
Seems kind of gross.
Yeah. I don't really think
I like that.
No.
No, it's a cat.
It's a cat. It's a pet.
It's not a baby.
It does not replace a human.
It's not going to suck on my nipples.
Yeah. Gross. I'm not giving it my last name.
No,
it's not my baby. It's my house animal.
Yeah.
One, because my partner's allergic, but PetSmart has them for everybody. So hit them up. They've got gifts for everything. So I pulled some really fun ideas, like this little cat swatting toy for your cat. These gingerbread chew toys for dogs, which are nearly indestructible. And then, of course, some cute things we don't want to leave out, the hamsters, the gerbils, and the fishes. So we've got chew presents. We've got some aquarium accessories. And then last but not least, because we do nighttime walks now, I want to talk about dog safety. We have these amazing Night Howl 360 illuminated collars. Put that on your dog. Keep them safe. And also all this stuff to keep you safe at home, you can order it right now as well on DoorDash. Go to petsmart.ca, pick it up. DoorDash will bring it right to you. Simple.
You've got everything there, Mr. Fab. You've covered it all. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again, just keep sporting that toque. You got to hang out with movie stars. You got to look the part. For more information, you can go to imrfabulous.com.
There we go. Do you think we need cool names, Rochelle?
Do we need what?
Cool names.
I never thought about that. I always forget to try and be cool.
Yeah. Because yeah, I feel like I'm coming up short in the name department. I need a name like Eric Street Justice Skilling.
No, that's, I think,
badass.
I think it should be something like robot related.
Not
Eric Tron.
Something like that. Something badass.
No, because you're not really badass.
But my name might imply that I could be
badass. I think you're more like a robot.
Okay, how about
Cyber Eric?
Yeah.
Tron?
We'll work on this. Cyber, or if you have Eric. Any suggestions, please let us know.
But can I just call you Erica?
No. I'm not your bitch.
Don't say that. That's so sexist.
Okay, I'm not your whatever the proper terminology is. I'm not that thing of yours.
You're not a girl.
I'm not a girl.
I get it. Okay.
What would your cool name be?
I'm not really, really into these gift suggestions. I think they kind of...
Well, there was the
you know...
You did mention the cat SWAT toy, but if there's one thing I've learned as a cat owner of 1 week, is that a cat will make its own toys out of just about anything.
Exactly. Don't waste your money.
Like today is super into the plastic army men and just flinging those around. I don't know why, but the cat was all about that.
Like if I had a bigger house, I've seen, maybe it was on like a Netflix show where these people made their house into a cat friendly sort of house where they put these shelves on the walls that were basically like planks that the cats could walk up.
Really?
And then they made tubes going through the ceiling into the rooms upstairs, so the cats had their own secret way of getting around your house.
Wow.
A cat would totally love that.
So basically turning their house almost into like
cat heaven.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I personally would not want to do that, but if you had some sort of like shelving or something that was just for cats, mm-hmm. like just for a cat, I think that the cat would like that. Nope. We did think about buying a cat scratching post, but Those things are hideous.
They are pretty gross.
And they're so expensive.
Yep.
I just can't justify spending money on something that looks so gross.
No. All right. That's cats.
So our cat's getting nothing. And I almost bought like a cat bed, but I'm like, our cat just sleeps in all random different places. Like, I don't think it would actually use a cat bed.
Like dogs, from my understanding, have their spot. That's what they do. They got their spot and that's where they sleep. Cats be like, I'm going to sleep on your lap. I'm going to sleep on your neck. I'm going to sleep on, you know, between your legs.
Okay. Your baby's face.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to suffocate your child by sitting on his head. No. So there you go. There's some gift ideas for you if you were living in the Calgary area. Check it out. Buy some stuff. So we have good news for Eurovision. It is one way or another. It will be going on next year. They've thought about it, and they have four different scenarios on how this is going to happen.
Good.
They have plan A, B, C, and D. Depending on how the situation with the global pandemic shakes out.
And it's going to be in Holland again?
It's going to be in Rotterdam.
Because it basically didn't happen last year.
So they are going to do it again in Rotterdam.
Thanks for repeating everything I say.
Yeah. And I'm going to repeat everything you say. So here's a brief video telling us the four different scenarios in which the Eurovision Song Contest 2021 will go on.
Right now, we're working very hard at the EBU, trying to create these contingency plans together with the host broadcaster in the Netherlands.
First of all, we have scenario A, which is the song contest that we all love, that we are used to, and that is special every year. That's obviously what we're aiming for. We're not quite there yet, but we're optimistic, but we're also realistic. And that means that we need to have a scenario in case social distancing is still a thing in May next year. Scenario B is sort of the social distancing song contest, where you have to stay 1.5 meters apart in accordance with Dutch guidelines. And the Eurovision Song Contest then may be a little bit different. And where it is different, we will come up with creative ideas to solve new challenges, and it will anyhow be very special. We also have to keep in mind that some artists may not be able to travel to the Netherlands. You see that today, that due to travel restrictions, people cannot travel from one country to another. And we want to be prepared for that. So that's why, together with the EBU, we are working on a way to make artists perform from their own country. You see that the Junior Eurovision Song Contest is now trying one way to do that. There are other ways to do it. And we're very keenly looking at how they do that at Junior Eurovision, because I believe we can learn a lot from that. And scenario D, which we believe is increasingly unlikely, is a scenario that looks very much like what happened to us earlier this year, when we were all unpleasantly surprised by the coronavirus that started to dominate our lives, and which was the reason that the Eurovision Song Contest had to be cancelled. So we said, this happened to us this year, we better be prepared for it next year.
Fairness is always a top priority for the EBU and for everyone involved in the Eurovision Song Contest. It's a complex topic, because no matter how you sort of organize this, you can always discuss whether this and that is 100% fair or not. We all have different resources when we host. We all have different capabilities when we participate. But from our point of view, being the organizers of the event and the sort of the heads of the contest, we want to make sure that we have as an even playing field as we can. What we've already said is that we will come back with the show in 2021. Let there be no mistake in that. We've adapted our way of working. We've changed some of the things in the rules. We're doing very comprehensive contingency planning to make sure that there is a contest, there is a winner, and there's a handover to a new country at the end of May 2021.
So there you go. We got four scenarios for the Eurovision Song Contest 2021. So one way or the other. I think it's probably going to be maybe B is probably the way it's going to go. B or C?
Yeah, like I think the artists, like I can see some of the artists not having, you know, being able to travel.
Because even though we got a vaccine on the horizon, things still...
It just might not come out in time because it's in May. Usually they do Eurovision kind of like mid-May, end of May.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the scenario, but I'm just glad it's going to be happening because it's something fun to look forward to, right?
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
But then all the songs that were submitted last year are just done. Yeah, like they're
treating it as
like resubmit them again.
No, they can't resubmit them. So the good news is we get a whole new batch of songs, which we can look forward to. Starting pretty quickly, because usually they'll start releasing them near the end of this month. We'll get
I feel bad for the artists though who released their songs last year and who got in. You know, like that might some of them it might be their only opportunity.
Yep, it's kind of shitty, but that's the way it goes, right?
Who did you think was going to win last year?
Oh man,
they didn't even really have a winner, did they?
No, it wasn't really. It wasn't even a contest. It was just a showcase of the songs. Remember that show we watched? It's just like
I know it was kind of boring.
It's kind of boring.
But like when there's no actual winner, it's kind of boring. Yeah.
So,
but I did like that French guy.
Oh yeah, you loved him. Your big crush. What's his name? Oh, I forget his name now.
French lumberjack guy.
Lumberjack. That's how we do it over in France. So looking forward to that. What else we got? Eurovision. Got our cat. Got our Christmas presents.
I have a question for you.
Yep.
It's a very deep philosophical question.
All right, lay it on me, Rochelle. I can.
I don't know if you'll be able to answer it.
Go for it. I'll prepare myself mentally for this.
Okay. Do you sometimes not clean up after yourself because you think you can blame it on the kids?
They are a convenient excuse. No. They are messy. I think they're very good at making their own messes. They don't need my help.
Okay. Next question.
All right.
Do you put the toothpaste?
Well, you let that one go pretty quick.
Do you put the toothpaste lid on the toothpaste?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you flush the toilet?
Yes.
Okay.
More so now than ever before because the cat likes to drink out of the toilet. But I close the lid so it does not drink out of the toilet. Is that fresh, cold water? A weird animal. Meow, meow, meow with the air conditioner.
Anyway, just wondering. It seems like you make messes and then, like last night I was talking to you and you're like eating popcorn and you dropped a few kernels of popcorn on the floor and it didn't even faze you. You didn't even notice. And so... Today or last night, I picked up those pieces of popcorn kernels. And then today you open up that package and you're like tearing apart the paper, opening up the package, and some of the paper fell onto the floor and like you didn't even notice.
Which paper? Sorry, what?
From the package that you got today.
I didn't even notice that.
The present. Yeah, I know.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Apparently I'm blind too.
That's what I'm saying is like you don't even notice stuff that you do.
Apparently I did not notice that at all. I had a good... No, I just...
Do you know that there is a pair of your dirty underwear underneath the bed?
I do now.
Oh, my goodness. See, you just like... Like, how do you survive? How do you survive?
That's probably the most important question you're going to ask me today. How do I survive without you?
How do you survive in the world?
Period.
Yeah.
I get by. I make do. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm basically a caveman, right?
You are.
The cat cleans up after itself better than I do, right?
Probably.
Yeah, he knows where to poop.
He actually started taking some of the poop from his litter box.
Oh, great.
He's like, clean it. Clean it for me. That's how he demands it.
Oh, he just... Okay, fair enough. That's a good question, Rochelle. Thank you for...
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Very, very...
Yeah.
So, what else we got here? Here's a Dear Abby question, which has been sitting in my to talk about list room.
Interesting. I love Dear Abby.
Yeah. It's
can I read it?
Yeah, sure. I'll just...
Suitor continues to pursue woman, despite being ghosted.
All right.
I hate that whole ghosted thing.
Yeah,
I hate that. It's such a cop out.
It is totally.
Okay. Dear Abby, a man has been reaching out to me on social media for 3 years.
That's a long time.
Wow. He claims to be in love with me after having met me once briefly, and I think I believe him.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You only met her once?
This first paragraph here, basically, I can sum it up in one word. Stalker.
Yeah, but then
3 years pursuing.
Yeah.
And after meeting her once briefly, that's stalker, man. All right, go on.
Yeah. It's hard to explain, but I think I may feel the same way toward him. The problem is I have ignored him for the last 3 years. I blocked him on social media, but he keeps finding ways to contact me.
Okay.
Oh, that's creepy.
Again, that goes back to my first point.
But why does she feel like she needs to know him? That's my confusion.
Yeah. It's like some sort of Stockholm syndrome kind of situation.
He even had flowers delivered to my house. That's really not that hard to do. Yeah. Sorry. And it's not that expensive either. Mm-hmm. To tell the truth, I ghosted him because I'm terrified at what our love at first sight connection could mean. I have been hurt in the past, and I know a relationship of this magnitude could destroy me emotionally.
Okay, so you got let me see if I can figure this out. You have a stalker, and then you have a commitment phobe.
She's been hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that's a commitment phobe. I think it's she's just okay. I feel terrible for ignoring him, but my friends and family insist that he is a stalker.
Yes.
Thank you, very friends smart and
people,
family.
Very smart people.
Yeah. And they would never understand if I decided to pursue a relationship with him. I feel paralyzed. What should I do? Confused out east. So this is Abby's response. Dear Confused, if a relationship of this magnitude could destroy you emotionally, then I do not recommend pursuing it. Seeing individuals who have been ignored for 3 years usually take the hint and walk away. Yeah, a lot earlier than 3 years, too. Listen to your family. What this man has been doing is, to say the least, unusual and could indeed be considered stalking.
And that's why Dear Abby is the smartest person when it comes to advice.
And that's why it's good to get outside perspective too, because this lady's not listening to her family.
I read that first paragraph and I knew exactly this dude was bad news. Guys are dumb, can be really dumb, but they will usually get the hint after maybe a few months. It's like if they're not too bright.
And the thing is, I think when someone is a stalker like that, it's a red flag for other things too, like controlling, abusive,
yep,
stuff like that. So
I was trying to, find some Craigslist misconnections, but it's a desert over there. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just because the pandemic is keeping everybody in, so there are no connections to be missed.
Yeah, people don't really want to be meeting people right now.
Yeah. There's only three not very interesting ones over the last month.
I saw a lady in the grocery store who was wandering through the grocery store with nothing in her basket and not really shopping. It was very weird. Why would someone do that? I think it's the grocery store is a new hookup place.
Okay.
Because there's no bars.
Well, there are bars, but
you can't really go out past 10 o'clock. Like, they're closed past 10.
Yeah, there's
people have to meet and hook up somewhere.
Hmm. You think the grocery store is like the new hot place in Calgary? Like, I'll go to the produce section and just start scoping out chicks?
You should just go there and just continually feel the melons until, one of the ladies realizes what you're doing.
Oh my goodness.
And then you write your number on one of the melons and give it to her.
No, I'm one of no.
And then you meet
no,
up I'm, in the parking no. lot.
You write your phone number on one of those like little tags that you attach to the bag. You
know? Clever. The, they don't the, actually the little... have. They don't have those anymore because they don't have
the bulk pins are gone. Yeah. Fuck. You're right.
You just write it on her arm from a. Oh no, you can't do that because it would have to be from a distance.
Man.
Oh, times are tough.
How do people do it these days? Are you dating in the ages of COVID? How's that going for you? Are you meeting new people in the ages of COVID? How's that work out? I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't really met any new people. But I have talked to people who live in our neighborhood more often than I would normally.
Because that's where we stay.
Because they're here. Yep. And we live here. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. I have started to enjoy looking at Christmas lights at night. Mm-hmm. I went for a drive with our 3-year-old son and we looked at Christmas lights. And I didn't normally enjoy that, but right now this is really fun because it's in your car. Mm-hmm. And you can drive to different neighborhoods or go around. Like we just went around our neighborhood and it was fun to see the setups.
It's funny. I was thinking of something. I had a similar thought this morning, and I think what is happening this year in particular is people are putting up their Christmas decorations a little bit earlier than usual, maybe like a week or two earlier than usual. Putting up their tree certainly earlier than usual, and getting. I don't know if more into the Christmas spirit is the right words, but I think what is happening is people are just trying to search for joy in this total garbage pile of a year.
Yeah.
And which is one of the reasons why Eric has been playing Christmas music all around.
And smoking weed. We can say that because it's legal in Canada.
It's for like 2 years now. Yeah. We can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you try and find little bits of joy in anything that you can.
Yeah.
That's why Mariah Carey's Christmas classic.
Well, and usually I would be opposed to doing online meetups and online things because obviously doing them in real life is so much better. But I've signed up our son for a few online classes through this art gallery. One of them was for cartoon drawing and one of them was for a terrarium building set. Yeah. Like, and he got the terrarium kit for free.
Yeah, yeah.
From this plant store in Inglewood. That was just, it's been so much fun. It's all from the Esker Foundation. It's a foundation, so I'm not really advertising for them. But if you go to their website, they have talks and tours of the art gallery and stuff too, which I'm looking forward to.
The Esker Foundation is a proud sponsor of Tip Tap Tip. And stands behind 100% of everything we say and all our opinions, controversial or not. EskerFoundation.org.
You're such a dork. Anyway, so that's something that we've been doing. Also, I've been looking into, and I haven't registered for it yet because it's on Facebook. I don't really go on Facebook. That's the thing. It's like this.
I deleted it.
I know. I deleted it too. No, I didn't delete it. You deleted like your profile altogether?
Just the app.
Well, that's not deleting it. You're still there then.
The temptation is gone.
Well, can't you delete your profile?
I can, but then I wouldn't have a Tip Tap Tip page on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, so I just deleted the app on my phone. And sometimes I'll stare at my phone. I'll be like, what was I going to do? And then I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Same with that in Instagram. I'm gone on that.
What? Yeah. I've been like sucked into this Instagram Reels thing where you watch these videos. Like some of them are so stupid, but it's just like, oh, what's next? Oh, what's next? Like it's really easy to waste your time doing that shit.
I'm more into wasting my time in different ways rather than just scroll, seeing what
like picking up. Your butt.
Picking my butt, playing Fortnite with Joel. Yeah. Hanging out.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been reading a lot of graphic novels, trying to write my graphic novel. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that has been keeping me busy. Also, homeschooling, taking care of the kids, cleaning the house. When your kids are at home, holy cow, they make a mess in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, they are little monsters.
It's been insane. So anyone out there who is also a parent at home with their children, I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel your pain.
Have you been following the story with last week, the monolith, which is...
I don't watch the news anymore.
Okay, well, this was a thing. It was a biggish story over the last week or so. There's these mysterious metal monoliths started showing up in various places. Yeah, let's have a look.
A photographer says he watched Utah's now famous monolith fall to the ground last weekend. The structure captured worldwide attention after being discovered in a remote area southwest of Moab. How it ended up there is still a mystery.
But tonight, we know how it vanished. Fox 13's Lauren Steinbrecher spoke to a photographer who shared what a group of people said as they hauled the monolith away in pieces.
Ross Bernards goes on adventures for a living.
Well, I'm an adventure and outdoor lifestyle photographer. That's what I do for a living. So my job depends on me finding unique and cool places.
The Colorado photographer and canyoneering expert often finds himself in some of the most remote spots in Utah. When a middle-of-nowhere place southwest of Moab found itself in the middle of an international monolith mystery last week.
I wanted to go out there and try light painting with my drone.
On Friday, Ross made the several-hour trek out. They ended up with the monolith all to themselves for about an hour for nighttime pictures, until some other visitors came walking up.
There's four of them. Two of them stand back, two of them walk forward and walk up to the monolith and start pushing on a little bit. And then one of them turns to my friends who are a little bit further up the canyon next to it, where I was a little further back, and said, hope you got your photos. And then just gave it a couple of big pushes and it like just leaned over. And that's when the rest of them came up and all four of them pushed it over to the one side and then pushed it back to the other side. And it just fell straight onto the ground.
Just like that, Ross watched the monolith that captivated and mystified people across the globe topple over.
Right after it had fallen over and made a loud thud, they said, one of them said, this is why you don't leave trash in the desert. And as they were loading it up and walking away, they just said, leave no trace, and left.
Fast forward to the next morning, the message from the monolith demolishers on his mind, Ross would find he was hardly the only person who set out to see this strange metal sculpture in person.
It was just, you could see the road from the dust just coming up, and you could just see car after car coming and going. I mean, we probably saw 70.
I was hoping there was going to be actual aliens, but...
What's a monolith?
Big slab of thing.
Like from Asterix, where he goes and collects those.
Like, you see, ever seen the movie 2001? The Space Odyssey?
No. Okay. I think I tried watching it and I fell asleep.
Which it totally makes sense.
It's really slow.
It's really slow, yeah. It's a movie that you...
It's in miniature, though, isn't it?
Well, all the spaceships are, but like...
So they just have a miniature monolith?
No. Like in the. Did you remember the first part of the movie with like the?
Is that the one with monkeys?
The monkeys, yes. And the big giant slab, black slab, shows up.
Like the monkeys are like people.
Yeah, in that.
Or the people are like monkeys. Which one is it?
In this particular movie, people were dressed up as monkeys.
And they are smart like people, or dumb like monkeys.
Smarter monkeys.
Okay, and then the people are dumb.
Okay, anyways.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
Planet of the Apes.
Oh, no, not Planet of the Apes.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Wrong movie.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm just fucking with you.
Okay. Like, no, they're not smart.
Who made that? Kubrick?
Stanley Kubrick, yes.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah,
that dude who made the movies. Anyways, yeah, there's a big black slab of something.
So you think this person who put this monolith out there was like a ode to Stanley Kubrick?
I think they're just, whoever did it was trying to create a bit of a mystery, a bit of a buzz. And that's, they accomplished it, because I saw it on Twitter and I said, oh, bro, I really hope aliens are coming.
What if that's the only reason for those big rocks that are in a circle on that island, on Easter Island?
Was just
to fuck with people.
Just a prank?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody decided to make a big prank whenever they discover those. I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, right?
It could be.
Like for like 100 years, people are like, what does it mean? What does it mean?
Well, think, like,
is this a sacred place? And then someone's like, ha ha, joke's on you.
Yeah, we imagine in like 1,000 or several thousand years from now, like all the different things that people were going to find from our civilization and what they're going to make of it.
Yeah, like, I bet you there's also someone out there who just does like crop circle art.
Oh yeah, like
and
yeah.
You're like ha ha ha.
Yeah, like I've seen videos of how they make crop circles, like how humans make crop circles.
You know what we could do to just mess with people?
What?
We could get a drone and then make it look like a UFO.
Would just like put like a paper plate on it or what?
Yeah. With some LED lights, and then you put it really up high. It doesn't have to be that high because it will be smaller. So yeah. It'll look like it's...
But drones make a very distinctive noise. They sound like...
Well, you're going to have to change that with your electronic capabilities.
I have no electronic capabilities. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're good with wires.
I know I use wires to connect one thing to another, like this microphone to the mixer, this mixer to the computer, like stuff like that. I'm not an electronic. I would not if I took apart this device.
Fine, we'll just make paper plates with LED lights and hang it from tree branches.
Okay, and everyone will be convinced.
They'll go convinced.
They'll look at our paper plates hanging from our tree branches and go, "Alien invasion!" And then they will call the local news, and the local news will.
We can do crop circles in our grass.
Just like, go, aliens.
What's the phrase from
no, but yeah, how
the X-Files? What's the phrase again?
I want to believe.
Yeah.
But here's how we would do it. Is we would get the kids and go, okay, kids, if you run around in a circle a bunch of times on our lawn, I'll give you a Slurpee.
Yeah.
Or give them a Slurpee first. Go, here's a Slurpee. Lots of sugar. They'll go run in a circle lots and lots of times.
You know what movie I think is the creepiest is the one, the Stephen King movie where the trees have like people inside of them, or it sucks people into the tree.
What?
Like people will just sit against the tree and then the tree will suck them in.
I guess I missed that movie. Which one was it?
Oh, it's so creepy. I don't know. I never remember movie titles. Why do you keep asking titles?
Because one day
just Google it. Stephen King movie with tree people.
I'm going to Google
people
it.
And trees.
All right. Let's figure
it's
it out.
It's so creepy.
So Stephen with the King movie.
It's P.H. Eric. Oh, my goodness.
Google will fix it. People in trees.
No, it's not the tall grass one. That one's also super creepy.
The Mist. So The Happening. Not The Happening. That's one more.
Maybe it's not Stephen King. Maybe it's something else.
Okay.
Maybe it's another scary movie director.
Okay. Well, you work on your Google and I'll, anyways, I'm curious about this. Stephen, or just go movie people, horror movie people in trees. Sucked into trees. This was... I know. So for this next clip, I know we don't talk about politics, but this is one of those rare occasions where things are just very funny when it comes to politics. Obviously, current president Donald Trump is fighting in the courts to try and sway the results of the election, which occurred about a month or so ago. And he's having big election hearings in Michigan. And the star witness is this woman named Melissa Carone, who appeared on the witness stand earlier this week. And it is almost, it's like an actress playing a ridiculous woman. You have to watch this, Rochelle.
Okay.
She's the Trump campaign's star witness, and she's turning into an overnight viral sensation.
I know what I saw, and I signed something saying that if I'm wrong, I can go to prison. Okay. Did you?
Melissa Carone's feisty testimony in Michigan is getting lots of attention today for all the wrong reasons.
How many registered voters are on there? Do you even know the answer to that?
No, I guess it's, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this here.
Zero. There's zero.
Excuse me. Order in the court, Your Highness.
The late-night TV hosts are having a field day, even suggesting she was under the influence.
I'm drinking. Did you have one? Because I'm the one who had a drink. Did you?
Others are comparing her to Cecily Strong's ditzy party girl character on SNL.
Sir, I wrote a written affidavit.
The selection is an outrage. It's a joke, okay? It's abomination.
It was the way she talked like that and the way she moved her head. She was annoying.
Even Rudy Giuliani thought she was over the top and tried to shush her.
What about the turnout rate? 120%?
Melissa Carone is fighting back today, denying she was tipsy. Absolutely not, she tweeted. The 33-year-old single mom is an aspiring actress and model and computer specialist who was hired to troubleshoot the ballot machines on election night.
Also raising eyebrows is the fact that Melissa Carone was charged in 2018 with obscenity for allegedly emailing sexually explicit video to her boyfriend's ex. She pled guilty to a lesser charge, which was dismissed after she...
Anyway. Yeah. So what is this movie?
I don't know. I can't find it.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it recently?
No, it was a long time ago.
Okay.
And it was probably just on TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to end the show with one of the best possible interviewers I've ever seen in my entire life, a lady named Lita Powell. I've only recently heard about her, but I guess she's a celebrity interviewer from, I guess, the 80s, and she has a very distinctive way of interviewing.
Let's let her rip this morning. You got to work with Burton, Richard Burton, yes. The Tempest.
Yes, I did.
And now he's dead.
Yes.
Do you know who his dad is? His dad, you watch Bonanza, I'm sure you watch the reruns of Bonanza. Who's the sheriff on Bonanza? Bing Russell. Is he still alive, Kurt? You've done some brilliant pictures, you've done some stinkers.
Really?
What happened to Heaven's Gate, Sam? What happened to Bosom Buddies?
We were canceled.
Did you see the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark? Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I did. Wonderful movie.
You know that he turned down the role of Indiana. I heard that you turned down the role, that you were offered the role.
I wouldn't turn it down.
Do you have any regrets about not going into the series for MASH?
No.
No? They've all made a fortune, Elliot. Then that little movie you did with him, Wild River, what was one of his few flops. He looks evil in many ways. Can the camera come in and take a close-up? Look at these eyes. Have you ever seen eyes like this? If you look at them real closely, what do you see? Look. Do you see that ring around the outer edge of the eye? What is that?
I don't know. It's an old family trait. My father had those. It's a ring around my moon.
Well, it makes a most fascinating look. You really look terrific.
Thank you.
Are you into yoga or exercising?
No, I exercise.
Right? You might just whip one out.
I might just whip one out. There I am.
Listen, you don't know to whom you are speaking because you and I go back a few years. But you weren't a model.
No.
What size are you? Tom, how do you kiss underwater without bubbles coming out of your nose and mouth? Let me ask you, how would you feel as a mother if your daughter were involved with your former love? Personally, how would you react to something like that? You know how invaluable your voice has been to you over the years?
No, baby, tell me.
Perfect.
Oh, God.
I mean, can we do that? You're a new father. Can we do that?
Can we? Of course we can.
Can?
It was
Let's
based
try it
on
again, because that was on the left side. It works, yeah. It works. You don't consider yourself a great actor, do you? Let's let her rip this morning.
Okay. Right. Oh, my goodness.
She's definitely something else.
I like it.
Like, just very, very pointed.
Poignant. Yeah. It's interesting. I find so many interviews nowadays, like, they're just kind of boring.
Yeah, they always ask the same type of questions. It's like...
Well, and it's probably, scripted by either the movie producers or something.
They're
like
just,
it's all just hidden sort of advertisement. It's not actually really interviewing anymore.
Yeah, because it's... I would imagine that... the people doing the interviewing are, they might not necessarily write all the questions.
Who's your favorite interviewer?
My favorite interviewer was, do you ever remember, there's this character that Martin Short played called Jiminy Glick?
No.
All right. Well, you know what? It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
It's hard to think about interviewers. I think, like, listening on the radio. I can't think of people's names.
Here, I'll.
There's a lot of good interviewers on CBC.
Let's see if we can find some quick clips of Jiminy Glick.
I like this show called Now or Never right now on CBC.
Here we go. We'll just watch a couple minutes of this. I'm not watching 23 minutes of this clip.
Now we go out and about with Jiminy Glick.
This is so exciting for me to be talking to you, because usually I talk to celebrities. So this is a nice change of pace, it really is. But I am thrilled to see you! And who am I talking to? David Duchovny.
Yeah.
Friends will say, I know David Duchovny.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of David Duchovny.
Yeah, they
might. Do you get that?
I don't know.
Well, when you get famous, you might. There's so much of your work that I meant to see, then you know, word got back from those who had. Do you think there's any relationship between the size of someone's foot and the size of someone's ding-dong? What do you say, little toes? What's your theory?
That's what I heard, anyway.
That's what you heard? I want to talk about other things, because you've had such a wonderful career. I'm just not that familiar with it.
Producers.
Yes.
Why didn't people see it?
Everybody saw it.
They did.
Yeah.
I heard it was a big fiasco. That's what a friend of mine who was doing my powdering my hands said. Yeah. You're saying it was a hit.
It's a big show on Broadway.
And it was shut out of the Tonys. It must have hurt.
It wasn't shut out. It won the most Tonys ever. It won 12 Tonys.
But it was nominated for 14. That meant it lost 2.
When I see your show, and I love to watch it.
Well, I mean, I've missed episodes. I've got to be.
But you've never seen it, have you?
You're on when? Oh, this is going to be so much fun, because you are one of the. You're a stand-up comedian, I was told. In 1902, you're voted the most the funniest person in the universe. There's some stupid title.
Yeah, it was a contest called the Funniest Person in America, and I won. And it was a bad title to have, because then people, you know, showed up thinking they were going to see the funniest person in America.
Of course, and this is what they got. What they think?
All right, enough. Anyways, that's my favorite interviewer. Who's yours?
Well, that's not really a real one, though.
No, it's a character that Martin Short plays.
I don't know. I think I can't think of anyone that is current right now. Like, there's Sookyun from CBC. I always really liked her.
Yeah.
Because she asked really good questions, and she was also like really respectful of the people that she was interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anybody else right now.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
But when I do listen to interviews on the radio, I think after doing the podcast for so long, I realized that there, and you know, we've had a few guests on our show over the years,
mm-hmm.
and there's such an art to interviewing. There
it is
really
tricky.
Is.
Especially people who might not be very comfortable. You gotta try and coax answers, make them into good, being a good guest.
Yeah. And really, you're really directing the show too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if you're asking good questions, like I always listen to Alberta at Noon and this lady, Judy Aldous, like, you know, some people will phone in and they'll just kind of like ramble on a little bit too long, or, you know, they'll make a statement that is just like really, really bad. And, you know, no one else is going to agree with them.
Well, that's fantastic. Next caller, please.
Yeah. Really handling things so that they're not going to get upset, but yet you are still saying what you need to say.
Along, yeah.
And yeah, you need to move the show along.
Well, that's so a fantastic opinion. Thank you for your time. Next caller, please.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just very, it would be very tricky. And maybe a little bit easier on the radio when you're not actually seeing the person or having them right in front of mm-hmm. you, but.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. One day in post-pandemic times, when we have guests again.
Yes.
We can take our interviewing skills.
I think that's kind of why we stopped doing some interviews, because it is so tricky.
It is
sometimes
tricky.
The show doesn't move along at the same pace, or people are totally go off topic, yeah, and yeah. then you kind of have to like reel it in again. I don't know. It's pretty tricky.
Yep.
It's tricky business.
Tricky business.
All right, let's go get some more gin, Eric.
Woohoo! Anyways, thank you for listening to the show. You've been listening to Meow, 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 Meow with Eric and the show, the All Cat.
And a special guest appearance by Rusty.
Rusty, who is our cat master. Whatever the word is. Follow us on the internet. You check out our website, tiptaptip.com. We are wherever you get podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. Rochelle Skilling Art on Instagram. What are you doing yes. up there?
I'm doing some Christmas craft creations right now.
In the spirit.
Yes. Made out of Fimo clay.
Yep. And I guess you were doing some work on your graphic novel.
What?
I thought you were doing work on your graphic novel.
Yes, but that's tricky. I feel like this is going to take me like 10 years because it's frustrating. Writing is really frustrating.
It is very
tricky. This is the reason why I would probably pick up smoking again.
Don't do that.
But I won't. I'll just eat dark chocolate.
That's better of the two vices, I would suspect.
I don't know.
All right. Anything else you want to say before we get back into our Christmas mode? And
yeah, our Costco order was canceled.
What?
I know. What the fuck? I was like so looking forward to this.
Why did they cancel it? Okay.
This is because they need to verify that I matched the identity or something like that. And I didn't respond or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we gotta sort out this Costco nonsense. Right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for listening.
We won our quinoa salad.
We won our giant vat of quinoa salad. No, in my face. All right. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Tip, tap, tip. My name is Eric.
Bye.
Bye.